Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Robert Grady. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition, available wherever books are sold. He's also the purveyor of outstanding 30-second tips, marketing tips, that he publishes on a regular basis. Rob, tell folks how they can find those and subscribe.
Those are 30-second marketing tips. I call them 30-second marketing tips because they're short. You can read them in 30 seconds or less. Go to my website. That's robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com, and just sign up, and you can get those 30-second tips once a week.
So check that out, folks. I'm a happy subscriber of those. Rob, one of the things you've been tracking and conducting is some research on what percentage of our customers actually complain. Tell us about that.
Well, that was originally published in the Journal of Marketing Research a number of years ago. Procter & Gamble did some research when their Duncan Hines products were getting phone calls from people saying, hey, how come my cake doesn't look like the one in the box? I can't get the frosting to look nice and thick and things like that. And Procter being Procter decided, we're going to do a bunch of research to determine how many people have the very same complaint but never express it. They never call up, or they never do anything.
They just go away.
And they discovered that 4% actually complain of the people who have a complaint. That was replicated in a variety of different product categories.
Hang on, Rob. So 4% of the people who were unhappy,
actually not
4% of customers, 4% of people who got bad results complained.
That's right. That means for everyone who complains about your product or service, there are likely to be, on average, about 24 others who have exactly the same problem.
And they just walk around mad at you.
That's correct. Now, the National Restaurant Association did exactly the same research and discovered, guess what? If you go to a restaurant, you get a bad meal, how many people actually complain about that? 4%.
Wow.
Even though the waitress always comes up to you and says, hey, how's everything? They know how much word of mouth matters in that industry, but only 4% actually complain.
Most people don't want...
They don't want conflict.
They don't like confrontation, and they don't want you to say, oh, you know, they don't want you to go nuts over it. They just rather get out of there. That doesn't mean they won't tell somebody else.
They know it's not the waitress's fault or the waiter's fault because, hey, it may be the steak was cooked wrong or the scallops are rubbery or something. You know what? They know it's not the waitress's fault, so they don't complain to her or him, the waiter. And so they don't bother. And as a result, yes, they go online and they make a complaint there instead. And they
You know what motivates me to be one of the 4%? Number one, I don't mind conflict. Number two, I'm a businessman. I tell them if they say, oh, I'm so sorry. I say, look, I own a business too. If somebody did this to me, if I did this to one of my customers, I'd want to know. And I tell people that. I tell businesses if they fall short, I say, guys, look, I own a business too. I'd want to know about this.
I'm a big advocate of also being part of that 4% because as long as you do it in a nice way, because then they will. Frequently, the best of them will follow up with something that they call the three R's. It's called recognition, remedy, and reinforcement. Mm-hmm. They'll recognize that, hey, oh, yes, you do have a burnt steak. I will get you another meal, and then that's the remedy. And the reinforcement is, of course, you won't have to pay for this new meal, and here's a certificate for $20 off your next
mm-hmm.
visit. So the best companies, and when I was teaching at Marquette University, I had all my students send in complaints to various companies like Nabisco or General Foods
right.
and complain about a product. Every one of my students got back a free coupon or a series of coupons for free products.
Right.
They were all, of course, delighted, and the university made me stop doing that because they thought that students were going to start living off of these free coupons. But at any rate, the point is that only 4% of people complain. So when someone does complain about your product or your service, get down on one knee and thank, because they've just identified a problem that 25 other people have.
But also make sure that you give people the opportunity to let you know about what's going on, so that you don't have 96 people out there complaining about you to other people instead of telling you about it. Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com, right, Rob?
That's it. Thank you very
check
much,
out.
Jim.
You can find out how to sign up, subscribe to his 30-second marketing tips. Hey, Rob, come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.